Do baby boo,
welcome back.
What's up? Last week we dove into zodiacs in terms of compatibility and relationships, and it was so much fun for us to talk about.
My favorite.
I loved it. And let us know your thoughts. But this week, men's needs versus women's needs is on the board. So grab your snack and your drinkity drink, and let's get into it.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
All right, before we dive into this topic, okay, let's quickly go over a few basic things. Men and women generally are unaware that they have different emotional needs, and as a result, they do not instinctively know how to support each other. And according to John Gray, who was a relationship counselor, lecturer, and author, he says men have instinctive behaviors that propel them to realize an active and self-motivated reality for themselves. Women, on the other hand, fulfill an instinctive directive to satisfy passive roles in society, only being active when their interference works against the instinctive behavior of their male counterparts. John also says that only after satisfying these primary reciprocal needs can men and women be open to accepting and appreciating the other kinds of love. But what are these so-called primary instinctual needs of men and women?
Okay, so first we're going to start with what women need. So women need to receive, number one, caring, as in he shows interest in her feelings. Number two, understanding. She is heard and understood. Number three, respect. He takes into consideration her thoughts and feelings. Number four, devotion. He makes her feelings and needs more important than his other interests, like work, study, and recreation. Number five, validation. A man's validating attitude confirms a woman's right to feel the way that she does. And number six, reassurance. He must remember to assure her again and again that she is loved.
All right, men. What men need to receive, number one, is trust. She believes that he is doing his best. Number two, acceptance. She does not try to improve him, and she trusts him to make his own improvement. Number three, appreciation. She acknowledges having received personal benefit and values from a man's effort and behavior. Number four, admiration. She regards him with wonder, delight, and pleased approval. She is happily amazed with his unique characteristics or talent. And number five, approval. She acknowledges the goodness in a man and expresses overall satisfaction. Number six, encouragement. She gives hope and courage to a man by expressing confidence in his abilities and character. And to me, this is very interesting because all but two of these words, caring and trust, are synonyms, right? But should we be surprised that they mean different things to men and women? These synonyms are perfectly suited to John Gray's gender paradigm. Women are from planet emotional Venus and men are from planet action Mars. In case you didn't know, John Gray is the author of Women Are From Venus, Men Are From Mars, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, and actually some of this stuff that we're about to cover right now, going a little deeper for men, is actually from one of his books.
Let's get into it.
All right, so we're going to start with the men, okay? So we're going to talk about men's needs. So ladies, open up your ears.
Open them up.
Open up your eyes. Okay. Number one, honest communication is a top priority for men. Which is good.
Duh. Well, I don't say duh.
Yeah.
I retract that
statement. I feel like
some
of these are going to surprise you. But men want a woman who answers questions honestly and even volunteers information. They want a woman who confidently asks for her wants and needs to be met. They want a woman who can see the truth and tell it like it is while communicating with kindness. Men want a woman who can communicate without being too critical and cares about preserving their dignity. Women think men want them to be superficial, keep quiet about their needs or wants, and never ask for anything. Women also think men believe them to be too needy and too sensitive, and that men simply want women to just get over it. Some women believe they do not have permission to tell it like it is, and that they'll be rejected for speaking up. So here's a tip for women. Great men want and need straightforward, courageous communication without anger or criticism. One way to attract a great man and build a satisfying relationship is to learn how to communicate your truth and needs effectively.
That's the key word there, effectively.
Effectively.
Because I have no problem telling you what I think. Do I always do it with kindness?
No.
that's in there.
I don't.
So I'll take that into, I'll take it into consideration. Number two, men want a self-sufficient, secure, and confident woman. Men want a woman to choose them from a place of want rather than a place of desperation, either materially or emotionally. Men need to be wanted and needed by their partners, but they want their partners to have a separate identity. Men want a woman to be active and independent and to have her own friends and interests. But on the other hand, men treasure time spent with a loving partner. Women think men don't want a woman to need them. Women think that men don't need or appreciate time spent together as a couple. Women also believe that showing a man he is needed will turn him off and possibly make him run away. So here's a tip, ladies. Men want what women want. A whole partner, okay? One powerful way to attract a great man and build a vibrant relationship is to create a full, rewarding life for your own fulfillment.
And you have to remember, this is coming from a man.
Have your own interest. You know? Have your own shit.
Number three, men want a manipulation-free relationship.
Don't we all?
I feel like everybody wants this.
Who wants to be manipulated?
You know, shit. So, men want no manipulation of any kind. They do not want to have to read their partner's mind or try to interpret signals. They do not want to be forced to move faster in a relationship than they're ready for. They do not want to be manipulated into taking all the blame for things gone wrong. They do not want to be on the receiving end of game playing. And women think men want little or no communication, and the only way to get their needs met is through manipulation, but this is not true. Women think men either need or want to be reminded that the relationship needs to move forward. And women also think that men don't want or value praise and acknowledgement and tend to only verbalize criticism. So a tip for you ladies, men will not tolerate manipulation of any kind for any significant length of time. To attract a great man and build a wonderful relationship, learn to ask without hesitation for what you need in every area of your life. Also, learn to be aware of his timing and his timeline and learn how to acknowledge and bestow praise.
Everyone wants to be acknowledged. And, you know, to be told they're appreciated from time to time. Number four, men want growth, personal responsibility, and ownership. Men want a partner who can laugh at herself. Well, here I am! Men want a partner who can laugh at herself and who has courage and strength. They want a woman who can see her part in the relationship dynamics and own it. She has to be emotionally stable, ladies. Be emotionally stable. Men want a woman who is developing herself personally and who takes responsibility for her emotional experience. We as women tend to think that men only want to have a good time. We also think that men have no interest in developing and growing a relationship or developing and growing themselves. Women also think that men want women who are supermodels and that they never consider whether a woman is emotionally mature, kind, supportive, or loving. So here's a tip, women, okay? Men want women who are emotionally mature. Maturity does not mean a lack of emotion. It does mean the ability to handle emotions responsibly. To attract a great man and build a long-term relationship, learn to take responsibility for your own emotional experience and expression.
Number five, men want fidelity and a commitment to the relationship.
Most men.
I'm putting this one on the table for debate.
Yeah.
So fidelity is an absolute must. In fact, men want a woman who does not have a roaming eye and who can wholeheartedly commit to the relationship.
That's the thing though. Men want a woman without a roaming eye. What about the men with the roaming eyeballs?
So many may define commitment as fidelity plus the willingness to work on the relationship, even when the going gets tough. Women think that all men want is sex and that men will leave a relationship for the next prettier face. We also tend to think that men can't be trusted to be faithful. And we believe that men don't want to work on a relationship and that when the going gets tough, they're going to run. So a tip for the ladies. Here's some great news for those women who are resigned to the myth that all men cheat. Infidelity and a roaming eye are as distasteful to men as they are to women. Great men know how to build a wonderful relationship and they know fidelity is the main ingredient. Let's repeat, great men know that.
I was going to say, though, that's the difference.
Great men know
it's
it.
It's the great men.
Not men.
Not just men or bare minimum men. It's the great ones, okay? Number six. Men want women who know how men need to be treated. I know how they need to be treated. Yeah. Many women treat men in ways that diminish their egos, making them feel inadequate. Men would rather have more praise, more acknowledgement of what they do right, and recognition that they are great guys who are loved and appreciated. Women think that men do not value a woman's opinion, support, or praise. Women also believe that men do not care about many things that are important to women, which is why women criticize. Criticism can be a way to verbalize resentment. So here's a tip. Most men want acknowledgement and appreciation from their woman. Learning to acknowledge instead of making your partner wrong is one of the most powerful relationship survival tools that is available to you.
Yeah, and so next, since we just talked about kind of what men need from women, I actually found this, and this was written by a man. And this is 5 things that this man thought every woman needs to know about men. And I really, really liked this stuff. So
I'll be the judge of that. Just kidding.
Number one, and this one I'm interested to see how you feel about this. Number one, he doesn't care about the text, and neither should you.
Okay.
Triggered. So, one of the biggest relationship issues these days is all about a guy's texting habits. Why he used to text so much in the beginning and then stopped, why he takes so long to reply, why he disappears for days at a time, or why his texts are so short, etc., etc., etc. The really funny thing is that men have no idea how intensely their texting habits are being scrutinized. Absolutely no idea. There are all kinds of reasons why this is such an issue for women and why men are so oblivious to it, but the takeaway is that this whole thing is a non-issue for men. Most men see texting as a nuisance. Yeah, they'll text a lot in the beginning when they're trying to win you over, but it's not sustainable or realistic to continue at that level indefinitely. In the beginning, it's all new and fresh, and if he's really into you, he will be thinking about you a lot and will feel the urge to text you frequently. After some time has passed and the relationship is a bit more established, the urge isn't as pressing and it begins to feel like work. Sadly, a lot of relationships collapse before they even get off the ground because the girl can't handle the sudden decrease in daily texts, and instead of dealing with it, she lashes out at the guy and demands explanations for every text he doesn't reply to. The mistake that many make is thinking that the sudden drop in text means he's losing interest or doesn't care. That's not usually the case. Most often, he's just settling back into his normal routine. You can't measure the depth of a relationship by the number of texts received on average per day or how much time has gone between each text. You measure the depth of a relationship by the quality of the time you spend with that person. You can spend all day going back and forth with some guy about nonsense, but this doesn't mean you have a great and profound relationship. It doesn't really mean anything. A guy wrote that. So how do you feel?
Of course a guy wrote that.
How do you feel about it?
I don't agree with everything and I don't disagree with everything.
Right. That's kind of how I felt.
But what
too.
I say to that is, and this goes over a lot of people's heads sometimes. What you do to get that person is the same thing you should do to keep that person.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you have to just text all day, every day and ding, 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 ding. Like, we're both busy. But you have to be consistent with the behavior that you did to win them over.
Yes, I agree.
You can't, just like with flowers, or taking them out to dinner, or whatever. Like, all that stuff, that's material, of course. But that's the behavior that he or she fell for.
And gravitated to.
So, the energy you had in the beginning needs to be the same energy you keep throughout. And I'm not saying every day. Of course, there's going to be some days where you barely talk to each other until you get home. But it shouldn't be every day. So, of course a man wrote that.
I'm with you. That's why I was excited to go through these, because I was reading some of them and I was like, oh, she's going to love it.
And the part where it says something about she lashes out at the guy and demands explanations for every text he doesn't reply to. Who's doing that? Who's actually, I mean, well, there's probably some people. I demand to know what you were doing at 1:52 when I text you and you didn't respond till 2:05.
Yeah.
You know, there's probably some people who do that. Not I.
Good old Joe Goldberg.
But again, and
I just started you guys, so.
And is this girl demanding to know explanations because you didn't text her back, but you were active on social media?
Y'all really triggering the Joe Goldberg and us with that shit.
So, you know, I can see what he was trying to go for. I'll let you pass this time. Number 2, men communicate through action more than words.
Your face.
Okay. Men intuitively know that words are more important to women. That's bullshit. Action, people. Action. I could give a rat's ass about your fucking words.
Facts.
If you say, you say I'm gonna do yada, yada, yada. But you don't do yada, yada, yada. What am I gonna believe? Oh, but he said he was gonna do it. Or am I gonna believe what's actually in front of my eyeballs? You laying on the couch, not doing shit, but playing video games.
Right.
Or you out with your homeboys and not doing whatever you said you was going to.
All goes back to potential versus reality.
Mm-hmm. Some men exploit this by saying things that they don't really feel in order to get what they want. And other men hold back from expressing how they truly feel, knowing that once the words are out there, the dynamic of the relationship will be altered. If a guy says he will do anything for you, and then he calls late at night and begs you to come over, claiming to be too tired to make the drive to your place, then he has a very loose definition of anything. He'll make you drive. He don't give a shit about your well-being. He'll make you drive whatever.
Shit is backwards.
If he says he really cares about you and misses you, but then he goes days or weeks without calling or making time to see you because he's swamped at work or some excuse along those lines, what he's really saying to you is you're not important enough to make time for. Okay? Did you hear that? The opposite is also true. A guy may not be saying something with his words and instead express how he feels through action. For example, let's say a woman is in a truly amazing relationship and the only problem is her man has yet to say those three not so little words. She may start to obsess over why he hasn't said it and what that means. She is trapped in her own head. She'll ignore all the amazing things that he does for her, the things that should show her beyond a shadow of a doubt that he loves her. I can attest that. Love is a big and scary word for a lot of guys. This does not mean that they're incapable of feeling that love, though. It just means that they often have a hard time saying it out loud. Women get so tripped up in relationships by focusing on those words, while it's really the actions that say it all. If he is really there for you, if he is really considerate of you, he will go out of his way for you. If he opens up to you, bitch, he loves you. Now, I can attest to that last part.
Yeah.
A lot of men, and women too, like, let's just not pretend men are the only people who don't like to say it. I think times have changed. Yeah. I think women, the days of women just putting all their feelings out on the table, those are long gone.
Absolutely.
We've learned to guard ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We've put on the armor that all these men have been wearing all these years. So it's not just the men that have a hard time saying it, but I do agree with this. And we've said it before, like, obviously believe the action over the words. And that can go both ways.
Yeah.
If he's saying he loves you, but is showing you he's not, he doesn't, clearly, believe his actions. If he's not saying he's loved you yet, but is showing you he does, or is showing you he's there for you, always in your corner, believe his actions.
Yeah.
Either way, open up your eyeballs and close your ears as tightly as you can. You can't, you can't believe anything they say. Just kidding.
Oh my God. Okay, so, number three.
Trace.
They want to give and make you happy. They just don't always know how.
Do they though?
Factory. Okay, so hold on to your seats, ladies.
I'm holding.
This might come as a major shock, but men want to make you happy. Yes, I'm not lying to you. I know it can sometimes feel like he's intentionally trying to make your life more difficult. And while he may be driving you nuts, deep down, all he really wants is to provide for you and give you what you need. The only problem is he has no idea how to do it.
The only problem.
Men aren't women. Our differences aren't merely physical. They're emotional and intellectual. It's just biology.
It's science.
It's science, people. Most men aren't able to intuit the nuances and decipher the clues. If you want him to give you what you want, tell him what it is that you want. And we've talked about that before.
Break it down, ladies.
Yes, you literally like a child. Step by step. The trick is to do it in a way that's encouraging, not one that's threatening, demanding, or nagging.
They'll shut down.
Very important. And they won't hear anything
you
say.
It's the tone. It's the tone.
It really is. When he does something you like and appreciate, acknowledge it and reward him for it. Nothing is more attractive and appealing to a man than a woman who is thoroughly happy with him. When he sees he can make you happy, he'll be motivated to do whatever he can to keep you happy. If you discourage him or nag him, he will feel defeated and will withdraw from you. The best strategy is to ask for and encourage what you want without complaining about what you don't want. I like that one.
I do.
I agree with all of that.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I do. Number four, he'll get over his baggage if he thinks he's going to lose you.
Listen up.
Will he though? Whether it's a breakup or a demanding schedule, a stressful job, or a painful past, it will become a non-issue the minute a man thinks he's losing you. Guys will resort to all kinds of excuses to avoid being in an exclusive relationship. Usually it's because he doesn't want to be in a relationship with you, but he still likes you and doesn't want to lose you. And sometimes it's the result of his natural aversion to be tied down. They all have it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If he knows that he can give you some excuse about still being devastated over his last relationship and you'll stick around, then you can be sure his broken heart won't mend anytime soon. If he senses you will leave, if he doesn't commit, or if you actually go ahead and say this isn't what you want and you actually are just gonna cut the cord, he'll get his act together fast. If he doesn't, then he was never planning to, and at least you won't waste your time on this dead end of a road, okay? It may sound like an immature game, but why would he put in effort when he can get the exact same reward? This happens in relationships all the time. If a man scores an amazing woman who is there for him no matter what, he won't put in an ounce of effort more than it's necessary to keep her around. If a man really cares about you and knows that you'll leave if he doesn't commit, he will forget his ex-girlfriend's name and commit to you in a heartbeat.
Facts.
He won't delay for a second and risk some other guy coming in and swooping and snatching you up. And if he doesn't commit and it still insists that he can't give you what you want, well, he probably was never that into you to begin with, and it's better to know it now before you get in too deep. That's like ripping the Band-Aid off.
Brutally though. Honest, though.
But you can't waste your time.
And you can't be delusional.
That.
I mean, what did we always say?
Potential
versus reality.
Yeah.
Be real with yourself. Shit. These men, they do whatever the fuck they want out here.
They do. They do be doing it.
Okay, number five, and last but not least, and you're going to like this one because it's facts, okay? Their number one concern is losing their freedom always. All right, ladies, so in the interest of making your life better and your understanding of men crystal clear, we're going to skip the sugarcoating and cut right to the heart of it.
To it.
Men are terrified of losing their freedom.
Mm-hmm.
It may sound ridiculous or immature, but it's just the truth.
It's the truth.
This is the reason men are so afraid of commitment, and it's the reason they withdraw when a relationship deepens. It's also the reason they go hot and cold, and it's pretty much the reason behind almost every relationship issue you've ever had. Does this mean all men want to run around and sleep with every female that crosses their path? No. However, they will do whatever they can to hold on to the fact that they can go out and do whatever they want whenever they want.
Mm-hmm.
You might be the most wonderful girlfriend in the whole world, but he still won't abandon his inherent need to be free. The best thing you can possibly do is continue to have a strong sense of self and a life outside of the relationship. Don't rely on him to be the sole center of your universe, because the moment he feels that kind of pressure, he's gonna run. Once you start pressuring him and demanding to know where he's been, why he hasn't called or texted, and why he's being shady or quiet or moody, he'll feel like he's losing his freedom and he will withdraw. If you persist and hound him further, he'll keep withdrawing until he's nothing more than a distant memory in your life. If you continue to have your own life and are whole and complete, he won't be afraid that a relationship with you will mark the end of his days as a free man. And this isn't just about him, it's also for you too. It's extremely important to keep your life balanced whether you're in a relationship or not. A lot of women let the areas of their lives that used to be important fall by the wayside as soon as they get a boyfriend.
Ooh.
They quit going to book club. They don't meet up with their friends as often. They stop doing yoga regularly. They change their entire routine so there is less time for everything except the guy.
Y'all hear that back there? The people in the back.
Listen.
That's for you.
When you no longer have these things filling you, you will inevitably turn to your man and the relationship to fill that empty space. And when it doesn't, and it won't, you'll resent him for not giving you what you need, and he'll resent you for making those kind of demands. Suffice to say, this kind of situation never turns out well.
I don't care if you a man, a woman, you're purple, green, blue, orange, yellow, whatever. Do not make any one person your entire world.
Right.
The center of your universe. It's okay to have them as a priority.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always said, you don't want someone, of course you don't want someone to be your entire life, right? You just want to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. One of their favorite parts of it. Being someone's everything
It's like, not healthy.
End all, be all, like nothing else matters. I don't even matter as much as you matter. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be on the other side of that.
And it gets old very
fast. And it's not just men that'll run away from that. Women, some women will too. Some women
men
eat it
are
up.
Like that too, though.
Yeah.
Men can be like that. This is, even though we're technically talking about men because this is coming from a man's perspective, but all this stuff goes both ways.
Absolutely.
Because it's just like she just said earlier, times are different. Women have a voice. And
we be using it.
We be using it. You know, so don't think this only goes for men. This definitely goes for women too. And I mean, I can relate to a lot of that because I feel like I've been in relationships where the person's been like overly obsessed with
like
me.
Like suffocating.
Yes. And like I can't deal with it. Mm-mm.
It's healthy to have interest and hobbies and friends outside of the relationship. Of course, it's nice to have mutual friends and you guys can get together with other couples or whatever the case may be. But to have a whole separate thing outside of the relationship is healthy.
Yeah.
Spend time alone. Because if you only have, and I've been in a situation where all the friends that I had were solely within the relationship circle, everybody's biased.
Yeah, and then when that relationship ends, you have no friends. Literally. Because
yeah.
We've talked about that before.
Because yeah.
They feel like
gonna
they
get
have to
friends.
Pick sides.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Somebody's going to get all the friends and someone's going to be left with nothing.
That shit is toxic.
We're back.
All right, so part one. We did a lot of man talking.
A lot of mansplaining.
A lot of mansplaining. And I still don't think we understand shit. But, ladies, you're up next. So, men, I'm going to need you to open your ears.
Listen up.
And pay attention. So Mackenzie compiled this list of things that women want and need in relationships.
Hope it's right.
So number one, women need to be cherished. Your woman needs to know that she has a partner for life and that no person, place, or thing tops your love for her. Feeling cherished is one of women's most common emotional needs in a relationship. This may sound like it will lead you to having to turn down every invitation to hang out with the boys or do your own thing, but here's the catch. Once women's emotional needs are met and once she knows she is a top priority, she will set you free to do what you want when you want. Mm. Make a woman feel like she's the center of your universe and she will feel confident enough to let you do your thing without worrying if you're still committed or interested in the relationship. How simple is that?
Simple.
So simple. This means that when she tells you she needs you, take her seriously. Be there when she asks you to. Because if she is asking now, there are probably 5 times she would have liked you to be there but didn't ask you. If she says it is important to her, treat it as such. Yes, this might mean turning down a trip with your friends when she's 8 months pregnant and needs your support at home. But the payoff of having a woman that knows she is loved is definitely worth it. When you meet her emotional needs in a relationship, she will encourage you to do your own thing and have you time regularly because she knows that you'll be there if and when she really needs you.
It's really that simple.
It really is.
That's why I put this one number one.
Yeah.
Because if you can understand this, then all the other ones will fall in line.
Yeah.
Everyone knows women are emotional beings, right? If you meet her emotional needs, rest is history.
Right.
We're going to be able to be like, you know what, my man, go out, have fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to go out or whatever the case may be. We don't have to be together all the time because I know you got my back.
Right.
It's really
all women want.
That easy. Number two, women want to be heard and to be known. Men have a tendency, okay, to want to solve a problem when it's presented to them, but that does not always align with what women want from men. Women have a need to talk about problems, even if they don't need a solution. Sorry, we just do. Men don't want to discuss something unless it's an attempt to fix it. Whereas women want to talk about how it made them feel, but not necessarily want to change the situation. I know that's a little confusing. Men, if you hear from your woman, you're not listening to me, but you feel like you are, there's a good chance you're unsure of her emotional needs. Instead of offering advice or telling her what to do, actively listen. Open your ears. Actively listen by asking questions and reflecting back what she is saying to you.
All of that, men, believe every word of this.
We, just because we're telling you, like, oh my God, I had the worst day at work.
Sometimes we just want to talk about it. And that's it.
We don't need you to always fix something. Not everything needs to be fixed.
Right.
And if we need a solution, we gonna tell you.
Right.
We're gonna ask you. 100%. So how you gonna fix it? What's next? Take care of it.
Yep. And then number three, women need to feel respected. Women often feel the need to prove themselves or compete with their man when they don't feel like they're being respected. For you to support her emotional needs in a relationship, include your woman in decisions. It's that simple. Ask for her input and treat her like an equal partner who brings value to the relationship. Snaps
for that.
Beyond that, show your respect by opening doors and pulling out her chair. These little things go a long way in showing your woman that she is both cherished and respected. And the bottom line is, treat her like an equal, and she won't feel the need to prove that she is.
I got a question. When's the last time a man has opened a door for you? It's laughable, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of a dead
thing. I was getting this together, and I was like, really trying to think about it. My stepdad opens my mother's car door, every single door. He'll get out of the car when she's in the car. Open the door for her to get out of the car.
Yeah.
That's how, and I never see that anymore. Mm-hmm. I never see it.
Most basic thing.
Little things, okay? Even if it's just opening the door to go in and out of somewhere.
It's just like we talked about in a previous episode, the movie Think Like a Man. Don't be a chirp chirp girl.
Don't be a chirp okay? chirp girl.
As in, he just gets to pull up, beep beep, you hop in. No, no, no.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't getting in the door, in the car, on a date. Especially a date, okay? Maybe if we're just going to the grocery store or something, that's maybe a little different. But if you're on a date with someone and the man doesn't even get out of his car, date over.
But I'm telling you, it's something that does not happen ever. It's a trait in a man that doesn't exist anymore, doesn't seem to. So men, if you are on a date with a woman, open her door. Watch. Yeah. Open her door.
She might fall on the floor.
She might, or other things.
Yeah. Might get a treat on the way to the restaurant.
Number four, women want to feel loved. When women feel loved, they relax and open up to their partners. The arguments dissipate, the sex is abundant, and their nurturing feminine energy flows.
Mm.
Not feeling loved is the subtext of every argument that you and your partner have.
So real.
Okay? If she's unhappy that you are going out with your friends all the time, or she's upset about her day at work, or she's only responding to you with brief snippets of sentences, then the cause is most likely her not feeling enough. Learn to see through her words, actions, and moods, and see what the real root of the problem is. What's one of the major differences between your relationship with your partner and everyone else in your life? You have sex with your partner, okay? Women need to feel sexually desired, and they want to make sure that you see and appreciate them as a feminine sexual being. So men, praise her body. Remind her that you see her and that you love her, and you will both benefit from this admiration. Trust us.
Yes. Sex is abundant. All right. Number five, women need to feel safe. There is a war being waged on women's self-esteem, sexuality, and safety from a very young age.
Y'all don't even know.
Really. Because of the bombardment of disempowering messages being sent to women regarding their sexuality, women need to have a safe space where they feel that they can trust their partners. She wants to trust your strength. She wants to feel like you can handle whatever she shows you, especially the more vulnerable things. She wants to feel like you will not judge her if she asks for something risque. Okay? Mm-hmm. And she wants to know that you won't collapse in defeat if she tells you to do it this way instead. By creating a safe space for your woman to open up to you, you will be giving her a very powerful gift. You allow her to grow within your relationship and undo old emotional damage.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. I like that one a lot.
I agree. 10,000%. Number six. Women want to feel seen. She wants to feel you hearing her and being aware of her emotions. And while she doesn't necessarily want you to be affected by her emotional state, she does want you to be a witness to it. For example, if she is sitting across the room from you and you aren't picking up on the fact that she is on the verge of tears, she will begin to trust you less.
This is true.
She will think, well, if he can't see that I'm hurting right now, how long is it going to take him to figure it out? Will I be suffering for days, for weeks before he is even aware of it or cares enough to help me? I guess I just have to rely on myself for my own emotional support. Life can be extremely lonely even within a relationship. You have to constantly show your partner that at least one person is in their corner.
Hint. Okay? Here's a hint. That person's you.
Okay? And this is so true, and this is an underrated want that women have.
For you to notice.
For you to notice.
That's it. Yep.
That's for them to be seen. You can be in a party, but if your woman is still feeling lonely in a room full of people, you should pick up on that.
Yeah. Especially if she's on the verge of tears. And I totally agree with when it says, if you can't even notice that she's on the verge of tears, she's going to trust you less.
Absolutely. She can be like, well, I guess I am just going to have to rely on myself. Yeah. Because that's how, and I couldn't tell you why our brains are wired that way. That's because I guarantee you, you're in a room, situation's reversed, and you're not feeling some type of way.
Yep, instant.
We're going to notice immediately. Mm-hmm. And we're going to walk over to you, babe, what's going on? What's up? Your energy's different. You ready? You want to go? Let's go.
That's so funny because I just read a meme the other day and a guy wrote it and he said, my girlfriend literally knew something was different because she said my breathing was off. He yeah. said, my breathing. He said, don't lie to women.
That's true. Because we not only are emotional beings, but we are, and I don't want this to sound negative, but we're detectives.
And extremely intuitive about people we care about.
Intuitive, yes. Because we can notice something down to how you are texting us.
Yeah.
How your wording is, how you're responding, your body language, everything about you, we've probably already scoped it out.
It's and programmed.
We're waiting for you to tell us what's wrong.
Right.
And if we ask you what's wrong and you say nothing or I'm fine, we know you're lying.
Yeah.
So now we're mad or we're upset that you're not only lying, but we're wondering what the fuck's going on with you.
And that you don't trust us to talk to us. That's the big thing. That's a trust thing. I mean, shit, who wants to be with someone that can't even trust them to tell them how they feel?
If you're going to be able to tell anybody, it should be me.
Right.
Who I gonna tell?
You? Golly. Okay.
What's next?
Number 7. Women need to be allowed to be nurturing. Just as masculine energy has the need to protect, feminine energy has the desire to nurture. Women want to see the cracks in the armor, just like we just said. Mm-hmm. They want to see that a man trusts them enough to open up to them. They want to be able to help you through your sadness. If you're a guy listening to this, have you ever held open a door for a woman? Because it's the polite thing to do. But more just because she's a person and it wasn't even a gender-based act. And she'd chew your ear off for it. Oh, what? I can't open the door for myself because I'm a woman? You sexist pig. Some may say that this is an example of a wounded, unbalanced woman who doesn't want to accept help from a masculine source. This is exactly how it feels to your partner when you push her away when you feel the most vulnerable. I don't need to tell you about my feelings because I don't have any. Well, we all know that's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lie that serves your purpose of not letting your partner in. This lack of vulnerability and authenticity is what is making you and your partner suffer. So, be comfortable in your masculine energy and let her in because she just wants to love you.
Woo! Mm.
Oh, double girl. Snaps.
If that one wasn't so much, I'd say repeat it again. Guys, nothing is wrong with, if anything, I know despite everything that society has ever told you, showing your emotion is actually a strength.
Yeah.
It's easy. It's so easy to pretend you don't have feelings. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to just turn them off. Oh, I'm a man. I don't feel anything. What's actually going to get you further, not only in life, but in relationships and friendships, is showing your emotion and not being afraid of them. Because that's the first step.
No one likes someone who doesn't care about anything.
I don't need a brick wall.
Right.
I got surrounded.
I'm all surrounded by walls.
I'm surrounded.
My own walls, physical walls.
My own emotional walls. I don't need yours too. Okay? Let the guard down.
Yeah.
Everything else will work out.
It'll be all right.
It'll be perfect. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a stretch, but. Number 8. This one's short and sweet, fellas. Okay? Women want to be appreciated. The feminine in all people responds primarily to praise and appreciation. Remind your partner that you love her. Tell her that you appreciate what she brings to your life. Show her how much she means to you. And the fastest way to run your relationship into the ground is by ignoring your partner and taking them for granted.
Mm.
Look at Scott Disick. Appreciation is the opposite of those things. It is embodying this mindset, okay? I'm aware of what you bring to my life. So tell her what you appreciate and tell her often.
Mm. I like that one. And then last but not least, number 9, women need to feel like we can count on you.
Amen.
I mean, straight up, life gets pretty messy sometimes. And when life's unavoidable difficulties arise, do you fall apart under pressure or are you able to bend and not break? Women want to know that her man can handle themselves when life happens.
Oh, yeah.
Because it will. They want to know that you won't run and hide when they get a bit too emotional. When you tell your partner you'll do something and then you don't, it hurts her. She loses a piece of trust in you that has to be earned back, if it can be earned back.
Mm-hmm.
Even seemingly small things break that trust, and when enough small transgressions are sprinkled throughout the relationship, she will eventually distrust you. Do what you say you'll do, be who you say that you are, and be consistent in your actions.
Consistency, people.
You know, it's
be
so funny.
Be the same person privately as you are publicly, and vice versa.
Right.
If you're telling me in private that you love me, and then publicly, you're single.
Mm-hmm.
Which, are you ashamed of me?
Yeah.
Or whatever the case may be. That's just an example.
It's just so crazy because I feel like all of these are basic human needs. And
yeah,
men say women are so hard. Like, I feel like the things that we read about men, like, I needed to learn. Because you're like, what the fuck? But the stuff about women is literally basic human nature.
It's duh.
I'm just like, what? It's not that hard.
It's not. And overall, did you need to?
Go ahead.
And overall, okay, women want partners that care. Women don't want perfect partners because we're not perfect. They want men who are striving to be their best. We don't necessarily want someone who has every step of his life pre-planned, but we do want someone with goals. We don't necessarily want someone who cries every day. But we want someone who has the courage to cry in front of us if he needs to. We want someone who isn't running away from his emotional demons and is putting work into himself. Decide that you want to be in the kind of relationship that most people don't have, and you want to put in the effort necessary to become that kind of man. The women of the world are waiting for you.
Woo!
We're waiting.
So now that we've gone over part one, we did men, what men need, some things women don't know about men. Then in this part, part two, we started with things that women need. But now we're going to dive into a few things that we didn't know that men and women had in common. So fun fact, both men and women rated kindness, an exciting personality, and intelligence as the three most important characteristics in a partner. I concur.
I concur.
Since the beginning of time, we've heard that men and women are practically a different species. Wrong. Here are 5 ways that we're actually alike. So number 1, we both like to be romanced. Yes, we do. So here's the scoop. Guys like to be romanced too, even if you don't believe it. They'll purr like a kitten with some seductive, loving attention devoted solely to them.
Yes, they will.
It's a no-brainer that women love romantic gestures and to be lavished with special care. But secretly, or not so secretly, guys like it too. They may not choose a night of romance over watching the NBA Finals, but get them out on an ordinary night for some one-on-one time, or give them a heartfelt gift, or make their favorite meal, and you'll find there's a little mushy heart in there.
Little Grinch.
Mm-hmm. It starts growing 10 sizes that day.
Number 2, we both like to be in a relationship. Men and women live longer, are healthier, and are more content overall when they are in a relationship. And both men and women benefit psychologically as well as physically. And if you look at dating websites and ask any matchmaker that's out there, you'll find that both men and women are equally eager to find a lifelong love mate. We're human and we just want to be connected to somebody.
Number 3. We are both driven by hormones.
Yes,
okay, y'all men like to throw that on us, but I have seen some emotional men,
yes.
Okay? And sometimes, God, y'all are worse. Anyways, hormones drive libido in both men and women. We know hormones affect women, particularly in monthly cycles. But research by Donatelli Morazzi, published in New Scientist, found that falling in love affects the testosterone levels in men, one of the primary hormones that guides the desire for sex. As men fall in love, their levels drop. But as women fall in love, their levels increase. So that they become a little more like one another.
But y'all didn't know that.
That's really interesting, actually.
I didn't know that.
Hmm.
Number 4, we both like solo time. And we're not talking time alone to read a book, if you know what I mean. Okay. Single? Yes, men and women will self-pleasure and self-release the tension that naturally builds up when you're unattached and with a healthy libido. Okay, in a relationship, there will be times when men and women alike will find a moment alone to self-pleasure, which for any number of reasons is more satisfying at the time than seeking out their partner to hassle them about sex. And if you're okay with it, there is absolutely nothing wrong with that.
I mean, let's be real. Sometimes it's just easier. You don't feel like having sex. You can just take care of it and then go on with your day, you know?
There's nothing left to be said. You said it.
Sometimes you don't want to, God, the foreplay. It just takes a long time if it's good.
Yeah, and sometimes.
And sometimes I don't want to get sweaty and mess my hair and makeup up. Let's be real.
And quickies sometimes aren't quick enough.
Right. Facts. So number five, last but not least. And this is my favorite color, so I love this. We are both attracted to red.
Bet you didn't know.
8 out of 10 men fantasize about a woman who is dressed in something sexy rather than one who is completely naked. Bet you didn't know that, ladies. And can you guess the number one color that men would prefer a woman to wear? Red.
Red. R-E-D.
Okay, that doesn't mean women are blind. Someone somewhere perpetuated the myth that what women want most in a guy is a sense of humor. You think this means she didn't notice in his eyes, his abs, or his long, lean legs? Mm. That V muscle?
That thigh?
Shit. Think again. In a study where women looked at identical pictures of men dressed in various colors, guess who was rated the most attractive? The men wearing red. That's so interesting.
And I fully believe color plays a big part in a lot of things.
And red is so bright and vibrant and kind of draws you in.
That's like, have you heard the thing where if you drive a red car, you're more likely to get stopped than any other car?
Yeah.
It's because it's just the most vibrant of all the colors, I feel like.
And you know what else? I feel like we all just love red because we love red flags. So.
Well. I thought it was a carnival. Everybody loves red, though.
You want to tell them the only person who doesn't like red?
Right, that is all we have for today's episode, and I loved this one.
I did too.
I say that every time.
I think it's important, though.
I think it's very important. Still, my mind's still kind of swirling about the men portion in part one. I don't know if I believe all of that.
I still don't know how I feel about the texting, the first one.
Triggered.
Because I'm still mad.
Yeah. Explain it. We need somebody to explain.
Mansplain it to me.
But guys, if you enjoyed this episode, let us know a few different ways. You can leave us a review on Apple Podcast, rate and review us. Go to Instagram, co.signpodcast, and let us know on one of our posts and hit that follow button. Or click the link in our Instagram bio and leave us a voice message so you can listen to yourself on another episode. And guess what is coming up, Samuel?
I can't believe it.
In just a few short weeks, it'll be the 1 year anniversary of our podcast.
Yeah.
That's Co-signed.
So crazy.
Co-signed is going to be turning one.
Ooh, woo.
So we are going to do a little special homage, but not giving too many details away just yet. So make sure you listen or you subscribe for the next few episodes coming up.
Yeah, it's been a fun year. Learned a lot. But you know, what do we say?
Every
single
Tuesday. Coming at ya, your two favorite girls.
So we will see you guys next week. Bye.
Oh my God. Uh-huh. Oh my God. Oh my God. Uh-huh. Oh my God.